Cirque du Soleil is bringing a production of Verikai to the Highland Heights Bank of Kentucky Center on October 16th through the 19th for 6 performances only. With us on the phone tonight is the drummer of the Cirque du Soleil band, Paul Bannerman. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
What is the theme of this production?
It's basically the story of Icarus flying too close to the sun. You know that story, the Greek mythology. He lands into a forest and he meets all these characters, and basically they help him walk again. And there's also a love interest involved as well in the show. Basically his journey through the whole forest, meeting all these different creatures, coming upon all these different acts, and meeting this beautiful butterfly at the end, and they get married at the end. And yeah, and then it's just all these acts that intertwine throughout the whole story.
I'm always amazed by the music. For the first one or two productions, I didn't even notice the musicians in the back. I thought it was a tape soundtrack.
Right.
But you're live. It's just amazing. How big is the band?
The band is basically 7 musicians and 2 singers, which 2 of the musicians also do backup vocals. We have 2 keyboards, drums, percussion, bass, wind instruments, and then violin, electric violin, acoustic violin. Except for 2 productions, I think, of Cirque du Soleil, all the shows are live musicians. I mean, that's the only way we could do the show because of the nature of the gig. Unlike Broadway shows where the actors follow the music, we follow the acrobats. So things can vary from trick to trick. The songs always vary in length. So having a live band there does help a lot to make it all kind of match up and be synchronized together.
Being the drummer, are you the one that they go to keep the beat with the acrobats?
Well, we have a band leader in the show, and she calls the show, and she tells us when to go to the next sections. But essentially, it's my job to, I'm not going to say I keep it all together, but it's my job to keep the tempo going and also follow the acrobats as well. I have my own cues that I follow, that I hit with them. But the band leader is in charge of the band, but I have to do my job as a drummer and keep time and get us through all the pieces with hitting all the different cues we have.
And you've been with this production for a number of years. How about the other musicians who are in the band? Have they been with you just as long?
Well, I've been with since creation, so that was January of 2002. The band leader's been here for, I believe, about 8 or 9 years. The wind player as well, 8 or 9 years. We have 3 new musicians, the bass player, violinist, and the second keyboardist. They've been here since January. And then our percussionist has been here 2 and 3/4 years. So a mixed match of different lengths on the show. And both singers have been here for 10 years.
And do you still rehearse?
We rehearse certain times. We always do a sound check every day, mostly for the sound technicians. But we do rehearse every day in terms of if there's new tricks put into the show, that's going to change the music a little bit. We have new artists coming in, and they may have a different, I mean, maybe it'll always be the same act, but there's different artists who have their own twist on things. So that's going to imply a rehearsal for us to see how it is, what they're doing, new tricks, different staging. So that's going to change the music. It's more when new artists come in, I guess, or new trick is being put into the show. But otherwise, it's mostly just sound check, checking levels. Because we're in a different arena every week, the sound crew have to kind of do a sound check to see how it sounds in this arena as opposed to this arena. But all the arenas sound different sizes, different roof, different humidity. That kind of thing makes a big difference for the sound crew.
How do you keep it fresh?
Because the show is never the same. There's never 2 shows the same. Because the music can vary from show to show, and that's enough to keep it fresh, really. Over the 12 years that I've done the show, I mean, it's like snowflakes, no 2 are the same. But I really enjoy the music, and I think being part of the creation also helped the fact that I had a big input into my drum part. So playing it every night is easy for me because it's what I felt from the beginning. I'm not playing someone else's, I guess you'd say, some other drummer's vision of what he thought or she thought played on that song. So having been part of the creation, I think makes it a lot easier to play it that long. And I really enjoy the music. I really enjoy the show. And I enjoy traveling a lot. So it's all that together just makes it great for me.
And what kind of music are you playing? Is it Latin flavor?
There is Latin. There's a bit of everything, you know. There's like world music, but there's Latin. There's pop. There's some rock. There's some jazz. I mean, there's some kind of gypsy music as well. There's just all kinds of music in the show, which also goes back to your previous question of how do I keep it fresh, because the music is so varied, and it's just 2 hours of just different music, which I really like a lot. Having done a lot of cruise ships and doing a lot of studio work and theater work, I like playing a versatile myriad of different sounds and different cultures of music. So everything is in the show pretty much. Yeah, we do all kinds of music in the show.
Could you talk about your musical journey and how you got to Cirque for a few minutes?
I'll keep it short for you, but I was born and raised in Belgium, and I went to Canada, and I got my jazz degree in Nova Scotia, and then I went to Toronto, and I spent 13 years in Toronto doing basically studio work, recording 20-some-odd CDs and doing a lot of theater work, theater productions. And I was in big bands, military bands, police bands, all kinds of bands, I mean, everything, basically. And then I started doing cruise ship gigs. I worked on Princess Cruises for about 4 years, touring around the world as a show band drummer. And then I had a chance to audition for Cirque, and I saw Cirque for the first time in 1999, and I applied for the next show to come out, which was Verikai in 2002, and after two or three auditions, I got the part. I've been here for 12 and a half years, and it's been a great ride so far, yeah.
And where's your home base?
My home base is Las Vegas now, although I spend 42 weeks a year on the road.
Wow, that's a lot.
And then I spend another 12 weeks a year on vacation, so I'm not home much. The road is my home, and this week my home is Estero and or Fort Myers, and then when I go to Cincinnati, it'll be in Highland Heights, or in Kentucky, it'll be Highland Heights, so it's where I lay my hat, I guess. And then we have 12 to 16 weeks off a year, and I usually go on vacation, as I love traveling, like taking photographs, so that's my thing now. I don't miss being in a home.
When we go down to see the performance in Highland Heights, where will the band be on stage this time?
The band will be staged left in the back. If you're looking at the stage, it'll be on the right side behind the trees. I don't know if you've seen the stage setting, the set of the forest, but we're in the back towards the right. And you will see the violinist come out. You'll see the wind flare come out. You'll see the percussionists come out periodically. And the band is also lit up also at times. Depending on where you're sitting in the audience, you might have a better chance of seeing us or not, depending on where you are. At the beginning of the show, that we do, the musicians do a parade through the audience. You'll see us around the 7:31. We're going to come out. We're going to walk through the audience, play for a couple minutes, walk on stage, and then we'll be back into our band pit, and we stay here for the rest of the show. But like I said, the soloists do go out and play time and time and do their solos out in the forest or out on stage.
Thanks for talking with us tonight.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure speaking with you. I'm looking forward to getting to Highland Heights, and I've never been to Kentucky, so this is the first time for me. I've been to 116 countries in the world, but I haven't been in Kentucky, so it's a new one for my list.
I've been speaking with Paul Bannerman, who is the drummer with Cirque du Soleil's production of Verikai, which is coming to the Bank of Kentucky Center at Highland Heights, Kentucky, on October 16th through the 19th for 6 performances. You'll find a link at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay. Thank you.